River Street Promotions' third annual homestand concert, held in Roswell's ballpark, raised a total of $150,000 to be reinvested back into the community of Moose Jaw, with $20,000 going to maintain and beautify the ballpark, and a whopping $130,000 going toward youth mental wellness. River Street Promotions, RSP, is a local nonprofit that brings talented artists to Moose Jaw for entertainment and culture, but all profits from their homestand concert series, as well as their smaller shows at the May Wilson, go to support youth mental wellness in southern Saskatchewan. The RSP Fund is held in trust by Prairie South School Division, PSSD, and can also be accessed by Holy Trinity Catholic School Division, HTCSD. The full amount for Prairie South and Holy Trinity this year, as a result of Homestand 23, is $130,000. With the $20,000 donation to Ross Wells, that makes $150,000 being directed and gifted back to the community, said James Murdoch, a founding member of RSP. Homestand 23 was held on September 9 and featured a screening of the annual Banjo Bowl, followed by performances from the Mike Plume Band, Lindy Ortega, Jordan Pollard, and Corb Lund. Over 2,000 people attended, along with the many indispensable volunteers. The two checks were given to Charlie Meacha, caretaker of Ross Wells, and to Amanda Olson and Ryan Bugan from PSSD and Ward Struby from HTCSD, during a presentation in the lobby of Temple Gardens Hotel and Spa on October 25. The first homestand concert in 2021 raised $65,000, and homestand 22 raised $100,000. Asked whether he sees a potential slowdown, Murdoch said he doubted they would plateau anytime soon. There may come a point, he chuckled, but the community just keeps requesting more and more with regards to homestand, and Ross Wells is an unbelievable venue that I think has really captivated a lot of people now. The moment people walk into Ross Wells for homestand, and they see the layout, I mean, everything about it is top-notch, from the entertainers to the stage, the video presence with the jumbotrons and lighting, it's legit, you know? I really don't know how it won't keep growing, to be honest. There were a lot of fresh faces this past September, so we'll keep rolling. It's hectic having them there, it makes for a couple of interesting weeks of something different than baseball, Meacha said wryly. Meacha is an active part of Homestand who puts effort into helping things go smoothly, and he was thanked by all at the presentation for his volunteerism. The money really helps to get projects moving at the park and get things done that would take years otherwise, so it's wonderful, and it's a great thing they're doing for the community. It's great that we'll be able to continue to enhance opportunities for our students, said Olson, superintendent of operations at PSSD. We're excited to be able to do a second annual mental health wellness conference for our youth in grades 6 to 12, and they all come together from both school divisions, and we can put some tools in their toolboxes related to their mental wellness. We've also been promoting our grant matching program, and we've had multiple schools apply for that already for local level initiatives. Each of our schools has some autonomy for their needs, whether that's having a guest speaker or mental health wellness workshops, or some kind of learning fair. So, that's all well underway and we're excited to see how those events go. Struby is CEO and Director of Education at HTCSD. He said he and his staff are blown away by the donation and incredibly excited for how it will benefit their students. He noted the grant matching program for events geared around mental wellness, the joint mental health wellness conference planned by PSSD and HTCSD, and another grant enabled by RSP that helps staff travel to the annual provincial symposium. That helps support our staff to attend the mental health and well-being symposium that's held each year in the province, to bring back ideas to Moose Jaw and surrounding communities on how to support the well-being of our students, Struby said. This year, we also had a cool idea in our division to purchase tickets to Homestand 23, and then we asked staff to put their names forward, and we had a draw for those tickets, so we're also giving back to the RSP fund, and our staff were happy to be able to go. We can't say enough about the work River Street Promotions has done, Struby added. We're looking forward to the fourth annual concert next year, we will be there in person, and it's going to be a great event. The next RSP event is A Nashville Christmas at the May Wilson Theater on December 9. The event features singer-songwriters Emily Shackelton, Jen Bostick, Johnny Moe, Sarah Darling, and Lindsay L. Tickets are available through sasktix.ca.